I know.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good summer bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin!
Well, it ain't lives inside that house trailer that his mama used to own. Now she died and he lives all alone, and much old timber's down his road. Saying he'd so go out and ride your bike, forget about the world's heavy weight. Oh boy, you're a long way from home, but you never left the town where you was raised. Well, all of them neighbor kids been bothering him, hanging around his door. The day he steps out into his little yard and says, you kids can't come around here no more. He said, ain't so, go out and ride your bike, you can forget about the world's heavy weight. Poor boy, you're a long way from home, but you never left the town when you was raised. Peeping in his window, throw rocks at the glass, ride their bikes on his lawn. Their folks are at work, it is all alone, and my bell has disconnected the phone. It ain't so old, go out and ride your bike, you can forget about the world's heavy weight. Poor boy, you're a long way from home, but you never left the town where you was raised. Well, he's out in the shed in his old work boots. He's digging out that stingray from his youth, pumping up the tires with the smoke clamped in his teeth and a beardy barrel from Howard Hughes. Say it ain't so old and go out and ride your bike, forget about the world's heavy weights. Oh boy, you're a long way from home, but you never left the town where you was raised. Pounding his chest, going faster than he'd ever gone before. Kids all ride along, fellas in a chair and saying, old man, that he don't live here no more. No. It ain't so, go out and ride your bike, you forget about the world's heavy weight. Poor boy, you're a long way from home, but you never left the town where you was raised.
Welcome, riders and listeners, for kicking it off with a Bike Rides in Studio exclusive from Charlie Parr right there with Stingray, recorded, that would have to go back 6 years ago. Charlie's been in studio every 2 years since the inception of the Bike Rides radio show. Charlie Parr is, of course, from Austin, Minnesota, where the Bike Rides show is produced and created, for better or worse, right here at Riverland Community College. And Charlie is due back because this will have been another 2 years since he released Dogs CD and was in to play many cuts off of that a couple years ago. And another reason I played Charlie Parr to start off the show was because I'm going to announce a little bit of the lineup for Artworks Festival 2019 here in Austin, Minnesota. Now, if you're not familiar, Artworks, August, always the last weekend of August. It's, I believe, the 24th, 25th this year. And it's been growing and growing here in Austin. The Bike Ride Show and KMSK became part of the Artworks Festival I think this will be our fifth year with the Artworks Festival here. And the festival, I believe, is 7 or 8 years running. So we've been with it most of the time. And since we joined on, we've been getting better and better talent on the outdoor stage. The budget's gone up a little bit, you know, because people are interested. They're taking notice that we're getting a very large crowd. I don't mean, you know, throngs. It's not Woodstock. But in Austin scale, it's big. And it's a big deal. And it grew 25% last year in attendance. That's huge. And a lot of that is attributed to, and not just, I know, there's a lot of good things going on in every corner of Artworks. It's all over downtown Austin. But a lot of it's been attributed to the music and the talent that we've been able to wrangle to Austin over the years, and there's just been a ton of great stuff. We've had City Mouse from Mankato. We've had Galen Lee. She was a Tiny Desk concert winner last year. We had Puddle's Pity Party last year for the Capstone event. Great names. And one name that we had booked last year was Charlie Parr. But guess what? Charlie couldn't make it last year because he had a skateboarding accident and broke his shoulder, I understand. And we're going to talk about that because I'm hoping to get him back in here to the studio this summer. There's a definite story behind that, a backstory that we're going to hear. But Charlie suffered, I'm sure, and he had to cancel some gigs, and Artworks was one of them. But we secured again this year for the Capstone event on Sunday of Artworks about 4 o'clock right downtown Austin. Charlie Parr plays, folks. It's free. Man, what? Yeah, it's free. You already paid for it. It's the Arts and Culture Heritage Fund of Minnesota. One of the reasons that this is a fantastic state is because of that. And other sponsors around Austin and beyond are really kicking in for this because they see what a good thing it has become. Let's keep it up. So Charlie Parr, yeah, we've got him. We've got a band out of Winona called Karate Chop Silence. I scouted them out at the Castle in Rochester, that new venue, and fantastic stuff. You're going to love these guys. Trust me on this. They'll be playing this Saturday of Artworks. We have, we have Function Junction returning one more year. This will be, I believe, the fourth consecutive year of Function Junction. Maybe now the third. We could say third, maybe. Either way, they've been so popular that there's not many bands, in fact there's none, that get to play that much at Artworks. We turn it over quite a bit every year. But the solid response that we've gotten is going to bring them back for like one more curtain call. And then we'll find a new maybe long-term band after that, but come for that also. And Good Morning Bedlam. There's a really good band that I caught at a coffee shop in Albert Lea. And, oh, they bring some instruments, and I'm telling you, some harmonies. Amazing stuff. You're going to want to see them. They're on Sunday as well, the 25th. All right, I'll tell more detail as it gets closer. But this isn't necessarily an artwork show. I wanted to get it out there. What this is a summer kickoff show. Anybody else out there work in education? Now, I don't talk a whole lot about my day job here on the show because why should I? That isn't what you're here. You don't want to hear me gripe about my day job, you know, but I do work in a school, and I'm not griping. That's not what I was intending to imply. I'm just saying that it's not of interest to you. But I want you to know where the show is coming from today, where the ride is coming from, where this random ride is coming from, is a place inside of me that just got created by the big void of obligations ahead of me throughout the summer, as yesterday was the last day of school for the year, the school year, and yeah, 3 months of getting it together, getting my head together, and getting taking care of me and other obligations as well. You know, last year there was a big list of things that got done and some didn't, and this year I'm going to go a little lighter on the list, have a little more me time. But it's a feeling, the first day of summer, that if you don't work in education, at least you can equate it to your childhood, and you know this feeling, that freedom that you have suddenly. I don't know how to explain what it's like, but I'll tell you that I don't want to. I don't want to go to bed early tonight because I don't want the first day to be over. Because then they just start popping off left and right. You get caught up in projects, and the next thing you know, you're digging a hole in the backyard for a few days, and June's almost over, and, you know, the 4th of July rolls around, and a lot happens there. And, I mean, come on, we know. You blink in Minnesota, and next thing you know, you're seeing a little tint in the leaves. Feeling a little chill in here. And it's over. But right now we're in a position that's as far away from over as you can get. This show today will be unredacted. I'm not going to edit it. I don't have time. I'm recording the day before it airs. I'm on my bike here at the studio. I intend to get back out and ride as soon as possible. That's what the summer's for. So when my 59 minutes are up, I'm going to cut it off and send it over to Gully as is. Unredacted. The unredacted ride, we'll call it. And it's got several different directions to take that will twist and turn. It's not... I've done many shows with a summer theme. I think I've done a full show, me and Hank, probably both, where we did all summer songs. There's a lot of them to choose from. It's great. It's fun to do that. But I want to be careful not to repeat too much here on the show. Keep it fresh. Keep a fresh ride here. So what I'm playing today are songs that just feel summery to me. And I'm hoping they translate that way to you. But if nothing else, they feel quite optimistic and upbeat. It'll be more of that direction a little bit on the ride today. The darker Charlie Parr you heard was probably as dark as it'll get until the end. I think today we're going to do a Charlie Parr sandwich because of summer kickoff and artworks. But before that, we've got a blank canvas in front of us. I have a blank canvas, a summer long canvas in front of me, and about somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 minutes of airtime left to paint with you together as we kick off the summer of 2019. And who knows what kind of memories will be made along the way. You never know. You never know what colors might turn up on the canvas this year. I'm going to kick it off with a Bruce Springsteen song. I play a lot of Springsteen, I know. Just want you to know. Deal with it. Especially when it comes to lyrics. I mean, he's a lyricist, and that really appeals to me in music. This is off of Devils and Dust. That's my favorite Bruce Springsteen CD, and it came out in the early 2000s. It's hardly known at all. It's certainly no Born in the USA. And I think we can be thankful for that, actually. The song I'm going to play is Long Time Coming, and I'll read you a couple of lyrics that I want you to listen for. I'm riding hard, carrying a catch of roses and a fresh map that I made. Tonight I'm going to get buck naked and bury my old soul and dance on its grave and dance on its grave. It's been a long time coming, my dear. Here's Bruce Springsteen to kick off the summer of 2019 bike ride, unredacted.
Out where the creek turns shallow and sandy, and the moon comes skimming away the stars. When mesquite comes rushing over the hilltops, straight into my arms, straight into my arms. I'm riding hard, carrying a catch of roses, a fresh map that I made. Tonight I'm going to get birth naked, bury my old soul, and dance on this grave, and dance on this grave. It's been a long time coming, my dear. It's been a long time coming, but now it's here. it up this time. It's been a long time coming, my dear. It's been a long time coming, but now it's here. It's been a long time coming, my dear. It's been a long time coming, but now it's here.
Forgot my roots, if only for a day, just me and my thoughts, sailing far away, like a warm drink it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on you could spend some time with me if you want to. Oh, let's see. I'm old at sea, when no one can me, I sleep by myself, I drink on my own, I don't speak to nobody, I gave away my phone, like a warm drink it saved into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on you could spend some time with me if you want to. Oh, let's see.
Now I need you more than ever.
But sometimes don't you just crave to disappear within your mind? You never know what you might find. So come and spend some time with me, or we will spend it all at sea. Just leave me right here on my own. Later on you could spend some time with me if you want to. Oh, let's see.
If you want to. all through northern Oregon, always at my side, sleeping in those narrow beds, and then we'd ride, drinking in those dirty bars, keeping out of sight, sleeping in that cold back seat, and then we'd ride. You know that goddamn road seemed like it went forever. Exhaust fumes made our eyes turn red and swell. With our clothes stuck to the seat and to our bodies, it was a stinking summer trip through southern hell. Eating carbonated crap, churning up inside, gas soaked service station jobs, and then we'd ride. Long closed down, nowhere to go from here but up or down that road, and nothing over there but the same goddamn town. Another sour coffee cup, one more piece of cardboard pie, buy a toothbrush and change clothes, and then we'll ride.
down, baby.
Put the hammer down. Slamming you over the head with the fiddle right there. David Bromberg with New Lee Highway Blues. I said something about most of the songs wouldn't be so dark, I guess, today, but... Well, okay, there was an exception there, but... I think the jam makes up for the darkness of it, but it does paint a not so rosy picture of life on the road as a honky-tonk traveling show. You know the scene. Out there paying dues, and Bromberg has paid his. I thought that fiddle went nice up against the violin from A Night in Summer. Mark Knopfler stepping out solo from Dire Straits. And then we went for a swim in the sea with Jamie Cullum. We chucked our cell phones right out there in the ocean. For the summer, anyway. But what about Facebook? I still need that, I guess. Long Time Coming from Springsteen kicked it off. That four-song jam. Love the lyrics on that one. Always, it's a feel-good song to me. I don't know. I hope you're connecting out there, Riders listeners. You there? Hope you're enjoying the summer kickoff ride this week and this year. Hank should be back in studio, I'd imagine, next week. I don't know what kind of ride we're going to plan. One of these Fridays coming up toward the end, I think the 28th, we're going to be off. And there's going to be a big deal where, for Gully's retirement, which is coming up. Kind of scares me. We're going to miss Gully around here. He's a steady hand on a ship that can rock once in a while. Let's move along to some more music. It's summer, baby, and we need to feel it. I had a coworker asking me, you know the drill when you're about to leave for a holiday or, you know, whatever. You ask your coworkers, got any plans? And then you got to go through the same spiel every time and small talk. And you're just like, even that, you just want to get away from after a while. So I really gave quick and dishonest answers for the most part. I'm going to be left alone this summer. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to blow up my TV. I'm going to throw away my paper. I'm going to go to the country and I'm going to build a home. I'm going to plant a garden and I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. And then I'm going to try to find Jesus on my own.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. And I was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. must know the answer. She said no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up our TV, threw our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. She was standing in the rain with her overcoat under her arm, leaning on a horsehead cane. She said, "Carl, take all the money." She called everybody Carl. My skirt's broke, my mind's a joke, and getting up's real hard. Don't you know how, when you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, Beauregard. Selling Bibles at the airport, buying quaaludes on the phone. And you talk about a paper route, she's a shut-in without a home. God save her, please, she's nailed her knees to some drugstore parking lot. Hey, Mr. Brown, turn the volume down, I believe this evening shot. Don't you know her, if you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, Beauregard. Can't you picture her next Thursday? Can you picture her at all? In the Hotel Boulderado, at the dark end of the hall. I gotta shake myself and wonder why she even bothers me. For if heartaches were commercial, we'd all be on TV. Don't you know how, when you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, Beauregard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, Beauregard.
It's a simple thing.
You got to shine on, you got to shine on your life. You got to shine on, you got to shine on your life. You got to shine on, you got to shine on your life. You got to open the door, boy, and shine on your life. Well, I look all around me, see the hurt and the pain. Lord, the way we treat each other, it's a dirty, rotten shame. So I went to the doctor, doctor said that it's true. He said the world is in trouble, boy, now here's what you do.
got to shine on. You got to shine on your life. You got to shine on. You got to shine on your life. You got to shine on. You got to shine on your life. You got to open the door, boy, and shine on your life.
Well, the prophets of doom say it won't be too long, for the battles are raging and the lines have been drawn. And now I ain't for choosing sides and saying who's right, but there sure ain't no darkness, Lord, unless there is light.
You got to shine on. You got to shine on your light. You got to shine on. You got to shine on your light. You got to shine. Shine on, you got to shine on your light. You got to shine on, you got to shine on your light. You got to open the door, boy, and shine on your light. You got to shine on, you got to shine on your light. You got to shine on, you got to shine on your light. You got to shine on, you got to shine on your light.
Feels so good. A little indulgence, and I'm sorry about that. I hope you joined along. I hope you just screamed it out in your car. Shine on, people. Shine on. Despite the fog in front of you. Continue to shine. If we had time left in the ride right here, I'd play Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. But we don't, darn it. Coming up toward the end of this week's ride, let's go over that last set of songs. Gene Cotton. Anybody? Bueller? Anybody know who? Panger? Dave? Anybody out there? Gene Cotton. 80s phenom. Had the one CD, Save the Dancer, there. That song off of it, Shine On. He had some radio play. And then two in a row from John Prime, because we can. It's our ride. Don't tell us how to ride it. It's our canvas. Don't tell us how to paint it. Spanish Pipe Dream kicked it off. And then, did that make you crave a peach, by the way? I can't wait for the August peaches. Missouri. My favorite. And then Come Back to Us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, Beauregard. Sending it out to Dan from We Want the Airwaves and his late wife. And we finished off the set with the Gene Cotton and Shine On, baby. Oh, I hate it, you guys. I honestly, the idea of the summer ride the first ride of the summer coming to an end bums me out. Because then you just start checking them off, and pretty soon the Halloween candy's out. But we're not there yet. We've got one song left. Let's make it a good one. I don't know. Hank, have we played this one before on the show? Did we know about this one? Charlie Parr off of Rustabout. Rustabout's, it's an older one. It's early Charlie Parr. I don't know. Well, not really early Charlie Parr, because early Charlie Parr would be like 1932. But 2008, I guess. I don't know. I think Hank might have played it before. It's called The B&J Ain't Nothing But a Hole in the Ground. And the B&J Bar here in Austin is what he's referring to. And it used to be in a different location with different owners on the east side, and it was exactly as he describes it here in the song. It's not anymore, but it'll still be funny if they get to hear it out there. Maybe they're familiar with it, maybe they're not. But you will be now. Riders, listeners, it's been a fantastic ride. It's slipping away from us, though, and we've got to get to the music to finish out. And hopefully, like I say, Hank will be back in next week for a new ride. Until then, keep it real, folks. It's summer. Keep it real. We'll see you next week, 1 o'clock, on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show.
Pickup trucks, broken pool table, pile of broken chairs. Wash it down with cold beer from the keg. Stop back again after the shift. Wouldn't get home till way past dark. Now me and Dave ain't nothing but a hole in the ground. Ground to the food. I lose his memory, all blurry and wrong. Realize cause here for you. It wasn't nothing at all. Just another dark place. And spend a sunny day. On a moon ain't nothing but a hole in the ground. Ground to be boots. All of those memories all blurry and wrong. Real as cause here for you.
Thanks for riding along, Austin, Mankato, and Barbara Lewis.
And Barbara Billingsley.
We move up.